put your head in, you put your head out. You put
it's
your
Wednesday morning at University Montessori in Charlottesville, and the kids are playing a familiar game. But there's a method to this hokey-pokey madness. They're learning the concept of opposites.
All right, who else can give me another opposite? I want an opposite.
Put your whole body in.
Well, we've done in and out, right? How about this one, up and down? All right, you put your body up.
Studies have shown that moving around promotes learning, so kids in Montessori schools are rarely required to stay in their seats. And UVA psychology professor Angeline Lilliard says they learn to write before they start reading.
Reading is very passive. You're just taking in a stimulus, whereas writing, you're actually moving. And there are studies showing that reading is facilitated by learning to write first.
This method of teaching, developed by Maria Montessori in the early 20th century, is based on natural patterns of child development.
Montessori does not involve rewards and grades. Children do things because they're interested in learning, which is what children naturally are, right? You don't have to give a child a reward to learn to crawl or to learn to eat. Montessori is set up to capitalize on these natural interests that we have in learning and exploring and figuring out our environments.
There's also an emphasis on social development, beginning with basic tasks.
When children start in a Montessori program, one of the first things that they get introduced to are these exercises of practical life, where they are taught to prepare meals and polish shoes and arrange flowers and do things that, for a young child, have real meaning, can give them a sense of self-confidence, a sense that they can actually do things in the world.
And Lilliard, who wrote a book called Montessori, The Science Behind the Genius, says this approach is designed to improve a child's ability to concentrate.
When they're very, very young, it's considered extremely important to let them focus on their work and not step in and interrupt them. Whereas in conventional schools, you know, the bell rings and it's 50 minutes, it's time to move on. And Montessori children can stay absorbed in a project for a long time and develop attention.
That, she says, will have lifelong implications.
Children's self-regulation, their ability to regulate their attention and regulate their behavior at age 4 is the strongest predictor of health, wealth, and criminality outcomes at age 32.
What's more, Lilliard's research suggests Montessori can help low-income children to achieve on par with kids from wealthier families.
They start somewhat lower. And if they're in conventional schools, they get lower and lower at each time point. If they're at Montessori schools, they start low, but they get higher at each time point, such that by the time that they're 5 years old, there's no longer a statistical difference between low-income children in Montessori and high-income children in conventional non-Montessori schools or in Montessori.
The study also showed Montessori students liked school-related activities more than their counterparts in a regular public school program. Details appear in the journal Frontiers in Psychology. I'm Sandy Houseman.